Chris Jones from Verbal Assault. Whenever I'm in the New York area, I'm listening to Turmoil on WUSB.
FM Turmoil, music from 2000 DS. That was Power Greed, and that was from their last release, Crowborough. They also have a new 45 out, and we're going to be talking about that with the band. With me on the phone from 2000 DS is Gary. Gary, can you hear me?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Okay, and we also, I think, have your brother on the line, too?
We've got somebody else on the line, yeah. We've got P Disease.
Okay, and I think it's just going to be the two of you, then.
Yeah, at the moment. Two other people floating about, whether they can get in on it or not is another thing.
Okay. It's got a new 45 out on Scrap UK Records. Why don't you explain a little bit about that? I know one side is like one band and the flip side is another band, totally.
Yeah. Slave to the Rave, Coca-Cola Heroin. Titles that say what it's about, really. Techno in Britain, killing live music. And Coca-Cola taking over just the same as they always did. The other side's got a couple of Italian guitarists of different styles, got a bit more of a freshy style on it. Rule over China about getting out of Tibet. Sink or swim about going down. So yeah, that's about it on that new single. I haven't got the address wrote down at the moment, though, to give you for our label. I'm going to do it in a second.
I've got the address here. I can give that out in just a moment.
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't you tell us how you came up with the name 2000DS?
The name 2000DS?
Yes.
Because I didn't want a name. Got it together because we didn't want a name. Numbers and letters. I don't know, it just ended up connecting, so... too much of a story, really.
Uh-huh.
D means something, the S means something. The three O's and the two you can turn into anything.
Right. I think your most common use for DS is Dirty Squatters, and that's how you guys sort of formed, was in a squat in London back in 1980.
That's Dirty Squatters. With DS, really, that's the band, but it's getting classed as things, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That because of it, we play squats.
Yeah,
we play squats. Not many bands do now.
We've got quite a Dirty Squatter sort of following, though, really.
And do these guys just like follow you around in the bus that's pictured on the Crowborough EP and tour Europe with you?
No, we're moving too quick for them now. The buses broke down or they got them taken off them.
Well, you sort of have like a Grateful Dead following. You have fans just follow you from show to show, I guess.
Yeah, to a certain extent, if they wake up the next day after it. But it's a bit of a different thing, really. It's a bit more punky than Grateful Dead or whatever, sort of.
Now, you guys are playing two shows in New York this weekend. You're going to be playing Avenue C between 9th and 10th Street on Friday night.
That's it, yeah.
And Saturday night, you're going to be playing ABC No Rio.
Yeah.
What kind of show can we expect from 2000DS?
We have to look at it, man. Well, you've got to look at it, you know. There's going to be some crazy things going down.
Is that kind of a plug for the video you have out also?
Yeah, it's got something like that. It's got something like that. I mean, it's hardcore punk, you know, but with a show, you know.
And who's touring with you on this current U.S. tour? Do you have the Italian side with you or the...
We've got Italian, Spanish, an Englishman.
And they're from Wales.
And a Dutchman.
So you're the new international band, I guess.
Well, I mean, there's two Welsh people, one Englishman, one Spanishman, one Italian, and one Dutchman.
And do you find it difficult to communicate with each other?
No, they haven't arrived. The one guy's his birthday. I think he's fallen over on the street somewhere.
They may make it down here sometime, sooner or later.
You never know. We won't have time for that, I don't think, though.
Now, on this, you're doing a U.S. tour. Are you touring with a specific band, or are you just going to go from show to show and whoever's there you're playing with?
Maggots, especially.
Yeah, they're keen. Yeah, it's difficult to find bands in this scene or play because it's, don't get nothing for it, really. For a good laugh.
And this is your first American tour?
Yeah.
What do you expect from America?
I wouldn't like to say over the telephone, to be honest with you.
We're coming from America, and they're not going to expect much, but they're going to kick a lot out.
Right, that's a good one.
And how would you sort of... you've been in New York now. I think Gary's been in America for a few months now, setting up the tour and getting the records out. How does this compare with, say, England and then the rest of Europe?
It's a totally different thing altogether. I mean... All over Europe is a totally different sort of scene. You've got squat scenes everywhere, you know, and in Europe, every different country you break, it's a totally different sort of culture and everything, you know. I mean, I've just been here in New York at the moment, and I'm seeing what it's like here. Now, I don't know about the rest of America, but in the squat scene in Europe is happening, you know, but it's different everywhere you go because that's the way the culture is, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you think there could be a big squat scene in America, the way the economy's going, people becoming homeless?
So many people are homeless. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's so many poor people that there's got to be squats, somehow.
I drove it.
Otherwise, you know, too many people on the streets, isn't it, to deal with.
No, I have a drill.
Okay, what's in the future for 2000DS after this tour?
Hold on 1 second, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, in the future for 2000DS is South America. After the West Coast, back to the East Coast, South America because I want to hide.
You
and maybe if we're lucky, I'll get a tour with Maggot, one of New York's kick-ass bands, too. Got some others floating around like public nuisance.
Hey, get off the phone.
You got any public nuisance down there in that station? Any Maggot? Any local New York bands?
Who's this? Is this Pete?
It's Greg from Maggot.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Yeah. We got a guitarist here. It just arrived. It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, George is here. Hold on a second. We'll get the other member on.
Yeah,
hold on.
The guitarist, he's a birthday boy today. Ask him a question or two.
Don't swear on it if you get cut off. Hey. Don't swear on it, are we?
No, you're not. Hey, George, how's it going?
I'm going to take over now.
Your voice is really faint.
Is George there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, George, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Where have you been? The band's been wondering where you are.
Huh?
Where have you been lately? The band was wondering what happened to you.
Been?
Just lately, you were a little late getting in.
Huh?
Okay, forget that question.
Say that again.
George used
to get a bit confused. He's not used to foreigners. He's sort of a country boy shooting out in England somewhere.
Very low volume you got on the other end of here, though.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, let's move the phone closer to where I am then.
I just manhandled two phones, so I'm in stereo now.
Okay.
That's much better.
Okay, George, what role do you play in the band?
What role do I play?
Yes.
Sort of noisemaker, guitarist, follow along sort of what we're meant to be doing sort of thing.
And how did you meet up with Gary and Pete?
Gary and who?
Pete Disease.
Paul. Well, let me see. Gary, I've known him for nearly a decade. I met them in Italy, actually. I got a weird phone call saying, come down and join our band. I wasn't doing anything at the time, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to Italy, had 10 days to learn 22 songs, and that was it, really.
And you've been with the band ever since?
Huh?
And you've been with the band ever since. Are you happy to be with them?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we throw Gary back on, and then we'll play something from the new 45.
Oh, you want him back on, do you?
Yeah.
You want to talk to him, Paul?
I'm still on.
He's awful.
Why didn't he want to talk to me?
How come Paul's louder than everyone else?
I think it's the phone he's using.
I've got the best phone.
It's not fair.
Talk to me, man.
Tell me a fucking
story. I'm going to look to you or Teddy.
Well, do you want him back on, do you?
Sure, why don't we throw him back on?
Gary. Yeah, he knows what's going on.
I think we lost everybody.
Morning.
Oh, there we are. We've still got one left. And I'm speaking to Gary now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Gary, let's get down into some good music right now. We just want to remind everybody that 2000DS is playing at the Avenue C Squat between 9th and 10th Streets. And they'll be at ABC No Rio this Saturday. So go on down and check them out. They'll also be playing live on WNYU tomorrow night, too, I believe.
Total at 10 o'clock.
Okay, and that's 89.1 for those who can pick up 89U out here. We've got queued up Slave to the Rave and Coca-Cola Heroin. And why don't we give it a listen, and we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Thanks a lot, Rod. See you about.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
In the spring when the lambs are bouncing.
Take care, guys.
Don't worry about the guitarist. It was his birthday. He's all right, really.
Oh, come on, you know, fucking up.
Keep me dancing, hey, 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 slide to the right, groove.
From Germany, that's Dunkeltag with Mörder from their latest EP, Fight Back for Them. Animals Can't Fight, Fight Back for Them. Started off with the Circus Lupus Pop Man, Small after that from their latest CD with Dull, and Dunkeltag ending it up with Mörder. Gonna head up to Connecticut for this band. They're called McNicknicks. This is a Friday Night Butts Creek here on Turmoil.
Hey, hey, hey! You gotta taste all the fruit, baby. You gotta taste all the fruit. Ooh. You gotta taste all the fruit, baby. You gotta taste all the fruit. I got you, I got you, I got you. Down my pike.
You like giving back salutes. It really is a shame. Cause it just goes to prove you got no brain. You like to shout, England, England! Well, I'll turn you to your face. You are just a fucking disgrace. Well, I'll tell you straight. We don't need to raise hate. Never mind about white pride, can't you see we're all on the same side? So just follow the things, you'll see fast side they'll stink. You've been caught too long, then it's not in views. No, run, 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 run. Just not in views. You're wrong, then it's not in games. They're wrong. Run, 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 run.
FM Turmoil, music from Shock Treatment out of England with Distorted Views. Started off with the McNicknicks. They gave us Friday Night Blitzkrieg. No Win Situation from upstate New York with Backup System. That's from the Sick But Slick compilation EP featuring bands such as Yuppie Side, SFA, Wazzy Pungo, No Win Situation, and Awkward Thought. Girls Against Boys gave us Taste All the Fruit, Trench Mouth with Chalk from their new one, Construction of New Action, Shock Treatment, ending up the set with Distorted Views. So we heard McNicknicks, No Win Situation, Girls Against Boys, Trench Mouth, Shock Treatment here on Turmoil. Heading back upstate again, these are the Lie Detectors.
Thousand points of light, growing pretty dim.
90.1 FM Turmoil Music from EBS out of Florida. That was Service Charge from their Cosmetic Society EP. Lie Detector started us off with 1,000 Points of Lights. Lungfish with Broadcast from their new CD. Mega City 4 and Oldie from them, Running in Darkness. EBS ending up the set with Service Charge. You're tuned to WUSB. My name is Steve Kreitzer. The show is called Turmoil, 2 hours of punk, hardcore, thrash from the U.S. and the world. Theo is coming in at 12 midnight. Up to that time, we're going to have some more music from No Comment's new EP, Downsided, on Slap-A-Ham Records. We're going to hear a few cuts here because most of their songs are 20 seconds or less. This is Dead Stare for Life, probably going into Past Tense and then Sarcastics. No Comment here on Turmoil.